Boom. Oh, yeah, I forget I'm presenting, aren't I? So I was too busy looking at, Bootio's lunchbox. On WWE Shop America, it costs £3.88. In WWE Euroshop, it's £9. But the shipping from America is £18.52.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Which kind of negates the point of doing it. Welcome to... What episode are we on now?
36. 37?
36 of Prop Sport Does WWE, your professional outlook on professional wrestling.
That's the tagline now. We need to change it.
Should we do that?
We have to say your professional outlook. For two men that never wrestled in their lives.
Yeah, no.
And
sit here and talk rubbish.
I mean, well, not rubbish, but anyway.
Well, no.
Richard, how are you? Well, we've switched basically because I've been in this chair for the past 2 hours and I didn't really fancy moving.
No, that's fine. I'm used to sitting over here, so that's good. You know, it's Wednesday, now our usual day of recording. Although we'll do a Monday one this week, won't we? Because we didn't do this week when we said we were going to do, but we didn't.
We didn't have time.
No, but it doesn't matter because I haven't watched the Greatest Royal Rumble.
What?
Because, right, I wasn't going to be able to watch it live.
Okay.
Because I was working. And then I heard everyone review it and I thought, well, actually, it doesn't sound like I've missed anything at all, so I don't need to watch this.
I won't lie to you. There's not much that you kind of did miss.
So it's not as if I've made a bad decision there.
No, but, you know, you're coming on the show.
I missed some random sumo bloke in the Royal Rumble or something.
Yeah, I had no idea
and
who
Daivari
he was.
And Daivari upset he ran or something, I don't know.
I had no idea who he was, to be fair. I'm ever so sorry. But overall, I went into it thinking it was going to be a glorified house show.
It was a glorified house show.
Well, in terms of the way that it was booked, things like that, the matches that were on show, yes. But this had production hitherto unknown in regular WWE for the past year. This was essentially a mini WrestleMania house show, which was very, very odd. It was very odd, yeah. Richard.
If you're getting paid loads of money, A, to put on a show, and B, to say, you know what, the Saudi Arabians, they're a great bunch of lads.
Great bunch of lads, the Saudi Arabians.
Women, we haven't seen any, but the lads, they're all great.
Oh, the lads are fantastic.
You know, that kind of thing.
Apart from when they're ruining the show for me, right? And now let me tell you why they ruined the show for me, okay?
Go on.
Why? First things first, comfiest chairs I've ever seen in a stadium, let alone an arena, anything like
that. Should we move the Rugby League Challenge Cup final to Saudi Arabia? To Jeddah?
Part of 2030 for Saudi Arabia. Look, I don't actually think it's a bad thing what they're trying to do in Saudi Arabia, right? This is what annoyed me, right? Yeah. Because of a different sort of culture, it was distracting that the entire the front section were forever, and I mean throughout the show, and my mum watched the show with me because she wanted to watch the Rumble. I said it was 50 guys going over the top rope. She's like, she understood that. And it's easy to sell the Royal Rumble, isn't it, to non-wrestling fans. Look, enjoy this. You just, you know, if they come in, they've got to go out, and if they go out, they're out. And it's easy to sell, isn't it? And she was getting distracted by the sheer number of people that kept on moving during the show, were on the phone during the show, the conglomeration of people in the corner during the show, right? It's a wrestling show. It's an entertainment product. During a play, would you go walking around and start being on your phone, talking to your mates, walking around constantly? No, you bloody wouldn't. No. So what was going on there? It took away from the show for me. And it got to a point where I was like, this is just irritatingly annoying.
I did enjoy, well, you see, I've not watched it, but I did watch Raw, where I was told how great Saudi Arabia was a couple of times in the programme. So, you know, all I can take away from the thing is the show was all right, but the Saudi Arabians, they're great. So, but you see, look, it is what it is, right? And, you know, you can agree or disagree with them doing the show. We all know why they've done it. A, money. There's no other options right there. B, this is another point. Our governments sell arms to these people. So if we're going to have a go at Vince...
have a go at your local MP.
But, you know, it is what it is, as I always say.
Carl Palmer's podcast.
Yeah. We don't get involved in the politics because there's no point.
No.
Because you know what? We're just people. And we just sat here with a microphone talking crap. It doesn't matter what we think about the world.
But thanks for listening, by the way.
Well, I've gone onto the website, on Wikipedia. I've gone on Hiroki Sumi's Wikipedia page. It's all in Japanese.
I don't know.
The big lad, isn't he?
He is a big lad. And if he comes in and does more, I'll be kind of care. I knew nothing about him. Nothing. Do I know anything about him since? No.
No, I do, because I listen to Wrestling Observer Radio.
And what did Brian and Vinny have to say?
No, Brian and Dave.
Brian Dave, my apologies, yeah.
Dave Meltzer said the people who run Saudi Arabia or run this show or whatever wanted some like wrestlers that they'd heard of, and they asked for Yokozuna. But fortunately,
so they just got
Random sumo guy, because like Yokozuna, he can't come no more.
Yokozuna,
he's dead. So
he's dead, for God's sake. But let the man rest
years.
In peace.
Yeah. So that's why like Undertaker was on it and stuff, and Chris Jericho, because they were famous people.
We'll go through the Rumble. This is basically our greatest Royal Rumble. Since Richard's not watched it, I'll review it. Cena vs Triple H glorified house show match that was pretty good.
All right,
wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Cedric Alexander versus Kalisto, fantastic.
Yep, not surprised. Yeah,
loved it. Absolutely loved it. And that's why, you know, when you give 205 a chance, looks pretty good. Very good between them two, and Cedric Alexander is so slick. So slick. Broken Bray and Matt won the tag team titles over Cesaro and Sheamus. I mean, I was shocked at this.
I know. What can you do?
I mean, they're over on SmackDown. Yeah. They could have taken the Raw tag. I was shocked.
Yeah. Then could have purple belts merged them.
That was one of the slowest matches of the night for me. Jeff beating Jinder with arguably the botch of the night, and that's saying something when you've got Titus O'Neil.
Oh, yeah, we'll come to that, though.
But whisper in the wind. What happened there? Come on, Jinder.
Is that the bit where he bumped when he hadn't got touched?
He was nowhere near. Nowhere near.
Well, you know. Just sell it.
Yeah, Bludgeon Brothers beating the Usos again. Shock, horror, but...
Usos. Well, they had to do, don't they? Because they've only just become champions.
No Naomi interfering this time, which was a bit of a shame and a bit shocking.
Yeah,
I don't know why they didn't do that.
Where was she? Maybe she was stuck in the locker room. You know when they all never come out? Where were they? What did Becky Lynch do the other week on Instagram? Say she was...
Quinoa.
Protecting
quinoa. Match of the night for me. And that's saying something. Styles versus Nakamura was good, but I really enjoyed the ladder match. Yeah. Seth... sneakily taking the belt from Finn Balor. The reason that Finn Balor got cut was because of the title belt as it fell down.
Came in the eye, didn't it?
Joe looked great. Miz wasn't as his high profile best.
He's Miz, isn't he?
But it was all right. Styles versus Nakamura was really good. I expected a title change.
Yeah, but it didn't happen, did it? No. I'm guessing, right, if I go back and watch this on the network, I just have to watch the Cruiserweight match, the Intercontinental, and the WWE Championship matches.
Unless you fancy a rumble.
How long's it going for, though?
An hour and 17 minutes.
At least the right guy wins.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem with the rumbles is you get a lot of people in the middle who are rubbish.
Yeah. We'll come on to it. But Styles Nakamura was good, and it continues the story. I think it was actually Brian Alvarez who said that this is the first match in a series.
Yeah.
It was the WrestleMania match. So don't expect it to be the absolute classic. But like you said, when you build up something to be a dream match, it's always up here. But that was a really good match. Undertaker versus Rusev. Surprisingly, pretty good. Really good, actually, because Rusev... Well, we love Rusev. And in English, getting involved, very good. But as expected, and Undertaker looking like his 53-year-old or 54-year-old self.
Did you see that picture Kurt Angle Instagrammed of him out for lunch with The Undertaker?
No, I didn't. Is this the one with Brock, him and Undertaker, all in their suits?
I don't know. It might be.
Yeah.
Did you also see Brock Lesnar playing football?
Yeah, he's got the first touch like no one's business. Yeah. Terrible. And then Brock, of course, beating Roman Reigns. Well, did he? Because of the cage spot.
Well, yes.
Which, this is stupid. It was stupid. It was a shambles. It was a shambolic finish. It was a shambolic match, to be honest. I didn't really enjoy it. And I didn't enjoy it at Mania. And then you come on to the greatest Royal Rumble. 50 men. 50 men. Only one way to leave. Top rope. And it started with Dee Bry, who goes the distance, breaking the record until January. Anyway. Oh, that's a good photo, to be fair.
But he just looks like an old fella in a suit.
Can we spin it round? I don't know. You can see it there. There's a picture on the video podcast. If you listen
to
the audio,
screenshot
podcast.
It, and because you can't save pictures from Instagram. I know I've tried, but you can. We'll screenshot it and stick it on as the thing.
We could put it on as the thumbnail, maybe. Yeah, yeah. And then we go to the greatest Royal Rumble.
Pink hair.
No.
No.
And then we had the greatest Royal Rumble. 50 men. Dee Bry going the distance was pretty good. And then you kind of got a lot of jobbers. Tony Nese was great with the New Day. That's a great moment. Other than that, I can't think of, like, for the first 20, there was nothing. I mean, Kurt came in, looked great. The only thing I wanted when Kurt came in, though, was
that's
him...
That's what I meant to click
on. The only thing I wanted when Kurt came into the Greatest Royal Rumble was him and Daniel Bryan to not fight, to not have any touch, interaction, but just to have the, you know, the face off.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. And I didn't get it. I did get a bit of action between the two. And it, that is great.
I didn't know that Instagram was full of girls' boobs until I clicked on that link there. I didn't mean to.
Yeah. coming away into like the mid-20s, you had Tucker Knight coming in. Looked great. Looked really good.
Where was the other half of Heavy Machinery?
I thought the other half was going to come in. Rey Mysterio, apparently shocking the commentators, but Corey Graves delivering a great moment where, do you not read the promotional material? He's been booked. Blah, 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 blah. Rey Mysterio comes in, and then you get Roderick Strong, looking great. I love Roddy. Really good, especially now that he's part of the Undisputed Era. Batunde came in. He is huge. Really, really big. Just big men. And then you got him against, like, Braun, things like that. Baron.
Baron Corbin. He's a big man. He's tall.
Bobby Lashley came in, who nearly killed someone last week. I can't believe he almost dropped Big Cass on his head. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
I've seen bits.
Very, very uncomfortable. Kevin Owens comes in. Shane McMahon, who's the greatest wrestler of all time.
Of course. Yeah.
And then
first ballot Hall of Fame.
And then you start whittling down, and Chris Jericho had been interviewed earlier in the evening, and you're thinking number 50 could be a surprise. Oh, wait, hang on. No, he isn't. Because Jericho's not been in. And Jericho comes in. I love Jericho. He looked a bit out of shape for me.
Yeah.
And that's saying something, because I got called a fat bastard in the cinema the other day.
Oh, that's not nice, is it? By who?
I was telling someone off during Avengers Infinity
War. Oh, I thought this was at the Leeds Rhinos premiere.
No, no. I was annoyed at the person that was talking during the end credits scene and was stood up. So I told him, please, can you just shut up and sit down? And then him and his five mates called me a fat bastard.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, Jericho looks a little bit out of shape, but then again, he's not really wrestling at the
moment. Well, no, he's just doing his band, isn't
he? But he still looked great. Love Jericho, love seeing him back. And then Braun, the adorable Strowman, goes and wins. Great moment for Brawny.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a trophy and a belt.
Yeah, I don't know why. Belt. Why do you need the belt? Is he going to wear it? Is he going to defend it?
I don't know. What, like the Royal Rumble belt?
I don't know. And that's the thing, do you host it? You have to have a Royal Rumble to defend it? I don't know.
Overall, don't make up the rules. They're just there.
Very odd. Greatest Royal Rumble. Very, very odd. But let us know what you think, of course. Tweet us at Proper Sport. Richard, I've done enough talking. You talk about Raw.
Raw was on TV, and it was all right, wasn't it? Because it was in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
They love Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Which, as Corey Graves was quick to point out, this is not like your usual crowd. They're like, going to cheer for people they might not usually cheer for.
And they boo the people they normally cheer.
Yeah. Yes, don't listen to these people. They'll pay the money to come and watch the wrestling. Yeah, so Roman Reigns came out and said, I have been screwed. You might as well turn heel, because that is a kind of a, you know, heelish thing to do. I was screwed. The referee was wrong. Blah, 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 blah. But then Samoa Joe came out on the telly and did, no, you're rubbish, could beat your Backlash. So hope he does. And then, would you believe it? It was Jinder Mahal, who Canada's own Jinder Mahal, came out to do some stuff. And everyone was like, oh, bloody hell, Jinder versus Roman, really?
And then everyone comes out basically saying that they need to fight Roman. Yeah. Because Roman is
because he's the
big dog.
Because it's the opening part of Raw, and that's what happens. They've got to set up the main event.
Unreal. I don't know. I don't understand. He's not got a title. He's not won.
Yeah, but he's the famous one. He's the one. Sami Zayn came out and he got massive reaction.
Look, lovely Sami.
Oh,
let's go.
And Kevin Owens, also of Canada. They spoke in French, which the French people like. Le Quebecois, they love that.
Parlez-vous français? That means I speak a little bit of French. No. At least I think it did anyway. Je m'appelle Tom.
No.
That means my name is
did
Tom.
Did a year of French at school. I had a very fit teacher, but that was about it.
I don't speak French, but I just like the funky music do the talking.
Exactly, so I do as well. Oh.
Girls Aloud.
It's about 9 years since I went to see Girls Aloud on tour.
You saw them on tour?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it was awesome.
Come on, Rich. So, yeah, Raw. What else happened?
Kimberly Walsh smiled at me. Kurt Angle set up a six-man tag team match because, what's-his-name came out, Brawny the Strowman and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the first bit. And then, did he go straight into the match then after that? Elias and Bobby Roode? Oh, Elias was wandering around, was he eating something and then doing his thing?
Yeah, but he's good, isn't he?
Yeah, and...
it was all right match, to be fair.
Yeah, but... Right, so it ends with Bobby Roode's injured himself. Yeah. So the match stops, right.
Did look convincing.
Until they showed the replay in slow motion of him not hitting the thing. Because usually on the replays, you notice, when they do those slow motion replays, they do the, like, someone jumps off the top rope, they do that in slow motion. Then when they're about to hit, they speed it up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you can't tell that they don't hit each other because it's not real. Why? What was that all about?
I don't know. I think it just elongates the feud. That's
unless,
the point.
Unless they're turning Bobby Roode heel and saying, he's pretending. Well, he does need
to be heel. He needs to be heel. From there, of course, the new Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
They're great, actually. They're doing all right on their own. They're doing all right. You've got to do it to camera, Richard. The Fabulous Four Horsemen.
Should have worn my T-shirt, shouldn't I? Old Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas. They should have worn my Bo Dallas T-shirt.
They're doing all right on their own. We get a moment of bliss again.
Oh, which is it's the best thing on the
program. Really good. She is really good, isn't she?
She is the best thing in professional wrestling.
They made too much of a thing with Baron and Titus. Why? I don't understand what's going on there. Titus needs a feud, I understand. But then Titus, World Slide.
Yeah, but did he really do that on purpose?
No, he didn't do it on purpose. He says in the interview, doesn't he?
I think he did it on purpose.
No, he says in the interview that he did, and then he goes, nah, I didn't really.
No, I think he did.
Renee's talking to him, and then, of course, Titus getting into the ring for his moment later on in the match, in the night, I should say.
Not a moment.
And then he falls off the ring. Yeah. No, Titus, it was great and natural, and, organic when you did it. And you're going to make millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Whoa, millions of dollars. When we're going to make millions of dollars out of that T-shirt, the World Slide T-shirt.
Dana Brooke was dressed back in her normal gear rather than 50s pin-up. It was a bit odd.
Stop going on about the wrestler's attire, the female wrestler's attire.
Well, no, it's important to know.
Okay.
We had the jobber team came out. Jean-Paul and Francois, who got their own entrance and everything, because usually the job is done. And they beat the Authors of Pain. Their promo wasn't very good at the end, was it?
No. Not at all.
No.
And then you're getting No Way Jose, Baron Corbin.
Jose.
I do feel for No Way Jose.
He's gonna,
in 2 months' time, he's going to be... well, he's going to be not very good.
No.
And then we get Natalya versus Mickey James.
Missed out Ruby Riott beating Sasha Banks.
Good match. Very good match, actually. My apologies.
No, Bayley, she wasn't there.
No, but that Riott kick off the top rope looked great.
Liv Morgan's very good at being like the person outside who's annoying.
Yeah, but until she gets in the actual match thick of it, she won't be very good, whereas Ruby is looking more impressive. Like I said, you put her in the ring with Charlotte or Sasha, I think you're going to get a good match.
Yeah.
And Sasha's proving how she can carry a match, but also I think Ruby kind of is leading more into it, so looking good.
But like last week, I'm still annoyed that the graphic on the Titantron does not match up with
their proper petty, that, though.
No, but it looks rubbish.
Dolph and Drew... claiming Monday nights, of course.
Soft and stuff.
The people are soft.
SAW. Oh, no.
No. No.
Not like that. Where have we got up to? Because we got lost. When was the six-man tag? Was that before Natalya or after?
I can't even remember what the main event was.
It was the Finn Balor, Seth Rollins.
Oh, it was a great match.
Anyway, six-man tag was a six-man tag. It was what it was. Roman Reigns was in it.
Well done, Roman.
Bronny Strowman and Bobby Lashley. And your man Owens lost.
He did. But Seth versus Finn, a fantastic match. These two have always been really good together.
Do you reckon No Way Jose is going to sign up for Titus Worldwide? And the Rosebuds? So, of course, Braun Strowman used to be one of the Rosebuds.
He did. And I just found this out when... I was rewatching NXT Behind the Curtain, which is an ESPN documentary, and it led to me to wanting to find out a bit more about Adam Rose.
Yeah,
and I was finding the Baron Saxton did an interview, backstage interview one time with Adam Rose, and then but who's this gargantuan human being behind him? It's Baron Corbin. It's Braun Strowman.
Not Baron Van Corbin.
No. So that was Raw.
Saved,
I think, by the main event.
I want to talk about Natalya and Mickey James because we got distracted by Ruby Riott and Sasha, which was a good match between two veterans.
It was, actually, yeah.
And I did enjoy Alexa Bliss being chased by Ronda Rousey.
That were actually surprisingly a good moment. And I think that Ronda's showing she's got pace.
And Nia Jax has turned face because she's got light hair now as well.
It doesn't just define that. That's the fact that she won the title proved she was a face.
She's not like most girls. She's got dyed hair. And she's got her name on the belt now. She was very happy about that. It says Nia Jax on the side of it.
Mm. So out on a 2-scale thumbs up of Raw, would you give it?
Yeah, 2, I think. Really? The main event was really good, wasn't it? I mean, it's 3 hours. A lot of it's crap, isn't it? But, well, yeah, 1.5, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd
go 1.5.
The main event
half.
Was really good. Balor's going to turn soon, isn't he?
No.
Is he not turning?
No, don't hurt my precious Finn.
Someone's got to. Who are the heels on Raw? Roman, but he's not officially.
But that's the thing, though. The moment you turn Roman heel, he becomes the biggest face in the company.
But who else is
and
there?
And then, etc. So you might as well leave him as he is.
Who else is there? That's it.
Well, Kevin and Sammy.
Yeah, Kevin and Sammy. Yeah, but even then people like them. So it's like...
Yeah. And that's the thing, though. We live in the period of tweeners, don't we? Yeah. Lots of people in tweeners and lots of... Like, there's no natural gargantuan heel unless it's Brock Lesnar, maybe. And that's the thing. Brock is actually almost a tweener himself. But anyway, moving on to SmackDown. Where do you want to start?
We'll start. Miz TV. I see must-see talk show in the world. Miz TV. Jeff Hardy was on it.
He was.
Some of the people were on it. And then guess what?
I've got to say, though...
It's a tag team match.
Yeah. On SmackDown on Tuesdays. It's not the Teddy Long era. No. But
Paige very much taking one out of the Teddy Long playbook.
Yeah. I do like seeing Jeff looking healthy and happy and just in the mid-card scene where I think he should be. I think he's...
Well, yeah, he's...
I'm just happy for him, you know what I mean? Is that sad?
No. And they should have a good match, shouldn't they? Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton at the pay-per-view.
I mean, I watched their Rumble match where it's the Twist of Fate into the RKO.
God, it seems so long ago now.
That's such a good RKO, isn't it? Such a good finish. JR was on commentary then as well.
So it was a long time.
Really sold it well. From there, of course, Rusev saying he might be being held back.
Yeah, Lana was trying to say it's...
Do you think, Ruru?
I don't know. But what's going to happen? Are they going to split up Rusev Day already? Are they going to put him back with Lana?
Don't do it. No, please. Don't do it. Don't upset me.
Renee Young did an interview with the Iconics and Carmella.
Not too
but
fussed.
Carmella wasn't there.
We got, obviously, the tag match, like we say. Big Cass doing his... I don't understand. Like, in 2018, maybe I'm being a bit of a snowflake. Yeah. And lots of people can accuse me of being a snowflake. I understand. But why is it still comfortable to allow people to almost use midgets?
Because it's wrestling, isn't it?
Am I being a snowflake there?
It's just wrestling.
Yeah. Big Cass is good, though. Yeah. He's proving how good he is.
Renee had her sparkly jacket on, which was good, because we're big fans of Renee's sparkly jacket.
She's got a cool dress style.
Did you see it was her anniversary in WWE the other day?
Was it?
She put a thing on the Instagram of one of her first shows, and she looked different.
Aww.
I've got to find it for you.
Good old Renee, arguably the best part of the presentation team.
Well, do you mean arguably? Who is it if it's not her?
Yeah, it's got to be her then. Yeah. Corey's not too far behind, though, because he's actually pretty good, but he's on too much. He's on too much. From there, Sanity, of course, putting a promo out.
Yeah, when are they going to be on?
Same as Andre Chen Armas. When's he going to be on?
Yeah.
The Absolution. Focusing on their abs. Paige, of course, welcoming them. Do you think anything might be potentially storyline there?
Possibly. But I don't know what. Necessarily. It's an odd one, isn't it? Because she can't do anything, Paige. I don't want them to split up either as a pairing.
I think
they're quite a good pair.
They are a good pair, but I think it's almost like, you know, like Seth and Dean and Roman, when they first split, they
were
kind of being their own people. I think if you have Mandy and Sonya as their own people, they would be all right, but keep them as a bit of a team at the moment.
Yeah, we'll see what.
Mandy Rose is ridiculously attractive, so for that reason alone, I think she's going to do well.
As it appears, they're not doing a women's tag team titles.
Yeah, no, I think if they were going to do it, they'd have to do it as a maybe defended on both.
Yeah, perhaps
that would be interesting. Of course, they're doing dual band pay per views now, so it would be pretty good.
Just mean they're all fairly pointless.
Yeah, Xavier Woods versus Sheamus.
Yeah, that was a thing.
It happened.
Yeah,
Xavier Woods is good on his own sometimes.
Yeah. I like his YouTube channel.
I like when he does his top rope elbow goes onto the rope itself and uses that to get a bit of extra air. He's quality. Yeah. He is quality. Sheamus is his normal 40-year-old self. It still makes me insane. How is he 40 years of age? And the New Day, of course, going over. I think the Bar. If they split, I wouldn't be that surprised. It would be a good little mid-card feud, I think. No?
No, split them. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care about Sheamus on TV.
AJ Styles and Nakamura.
Yeah, well, but I think we're looking forward to this, aren't we now?
The attack to AJ Styles' scrotum continues.
Yeah. I do like the fact that we seem to be getting teased Joe versus Styles at some point as well.
It'd be so good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine a triple threat between them three as well. That'd be really good. I should book for WWE.
Yeah. Should.
Won't. and then that's really it, isn't it? Well, of course, we've got the main event, which was. What did you make of the main event, Richard?
It was all right, wasn't it?
Too many people?
Nah, because they need to get them all on, don't they? They need to get people on TV. Does Charlotte lose the title this week?
Charlotte?
Carmella?
No. Surely not.
But I don't see her. What's she going to do as champion?
Heel. Heel work.
Yeah, but she just...
Cheaty work. Cheaty McCheaterson.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out, won't we? Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Oscar, obviously, again, the victory was good, considering she lost last week thanks to the hand of Becky Lynch.
She's the Empress of Tomorrow.
From far and wide and light years away.
And the Iconics are annoying Australians. She's a great gimmick.
You know what? The gimmick's growing.
Yeah.
I said to you only last week that they're annoying me. They're annoying me, but it's one of those things of like, that's the point.
Yeah, don't forget, Peyton Royce with the shorter hair.
Yeah, she is the one with shorter hair. And again, Carmella walking away with the title, but you know, obviously, I think she's going to be a great heel champion.
Billy, the one that looks a bit like a Bella twin. but can wrestle.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. She's gone through the mire enough, Richard, as Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella?
Yeah, don't be such a dick.
They're having to reshoot the Total Bellas, aren't they?
Well, they've filmed it. They filmed the goodbye, which is weird.
Oh, yeah, but it's telly, isn't it? It's Backlash this week.
Sure is.
What's it all about?
Already. We'll preview that after we go through some news.
Oh, yeah, news.
Apparently, The Rock has cast John Cena in an upcoming movie of his.
Oh, that's good. Jobs for the boys.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, these two, because obviously they were meant to be shoot-hating each other, but now they're the best of friends.
Yeah. Maybe it's all the work.
Of course, who knows? It's still real to me, damn it.
Yeah.
From there, other news that we need to talk about, of course, Zack Ryder is injured.
Yeah. Kane is going to be the mayor of somewhere. Well, he might not be. But he won the... Because we don't understand the American electoral system. He won the primary. And now he's into the big vote to become the mayor of somewhere in Tennessee. Knox County. There you go.
What's going on with Booker, by the way?
I do like, as part of his logo, he's got like a flame because he's like Kane in it.
Yeah. But what's going on with Booker in Houston?
I don't know. But I think that's probably more like... Jerry Lawler running for mayor, whereas Glenn Jacobs is an actual interest in politics and stuff.
And he's actually probably a nicer guy.
Yeah, so...
Is that a bit harsh to say?
I don't know. He's got his sign. And we'll see what happens. Go Kane.
Go on. Go Glenn.
Get into the Hall of Fame or something, I don't know.
The Hall of Fame of...
WWE.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, he'd be... Well, I'd be fine with that.
I think Batista was apparently invited to be in this class. And said no because he wants to come back.
Sunday Night Heat is returning to the WWE Network, apparently.
What, old episodes or new ones?
Well, the network, of course, they're going to be reporting that episodes were going to be available in bulk from the 7th of May.
Marvellous. So, which is good. You can see Shane McMahon's commentary career in full.
word. WWE might be bringing the greatest Survivor Series.
The greatest Survivor Series.
To Saudi Arabia.
See, I wouldn't take an event to Saudi Arabia called the greatest Survivor Series because that might, you know.
Super Survivor Series. Maybe. And finally, Saudi Arabia, the sports authority, had to issue an apology.
Oh, yes.
Now, again, we've talked a little bit about this at the start of the podcast. The Saudi Arabian Sports Authority of course, who funded the big production.
If the good people at the Saudi Arabian Sports Authority want us to come and do the podcast live from Jeddah, we're happy to do so.
For lots of money.
Yeah.
The General Sports Authority would like to apologise to
the viewers. Been a big fan of the Saudis.
The General Sports Authority would like to apologise to the viewers and attendees of last night's WWE event that took place in Jeddah over the indecent scene involving women that appeared as an ad before a segment. It would like to confirm its total disapproval in the shadow of its commitment to eliminate anything that goes against the community's values. Now, you know what feature that was, by the way?
Yeah, it's that horrible
one. It was the horrible lip-syncing where, you know, women are wearing next to nothing.
That's just a normal
They've got
show,
the right to vote. They're driving. Maybe I'm being a bit too cynical. No, I think that's ridiculous. But then again, we live in a different country, so what do we expect? What are you playing?
I was just trying to find that advert. I didn't realise it was going out. You'd got the fade drop. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, the dual brand pay-per-view.
Yeah, because it is a terrible advert.
Hang on, I'll be able to find it for you.
I want the WWE thing.
Oh, yeah. What do you want?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it. So we're going to finish the podcast on this week, apart from we've got to look at Backlash.
Yeah, which is a dual branding pay-per-view. Hit it! So here's the bar.
Let's do this.
You talk people through.
Lay it on me.
Okay. I'm in the zone now, man.
This is going to be phenomenal.
We're not afraid of dreaming big. We're not afraid to bring
See,
the
Naomi's
fight.
Covered up.
Right, let's stop there.
Nice
we're
going to
get, copyright.
Most of them are wearing T-shirts apart from Carmella, who's dressed in her usual Carmella gear.
I think it's ridiculous, but hey-ho, we live in a different world. Backlash 2018 is happening, of course, this Sunday. If you're listening to us back on the podcast, though, it's happened, probably. And we've got 8 matches confirmed currently. I'm going to move from number 8 all the way to number 1. I'm going to start with Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, thrown together purely because they need to get them on the card, I think.
Yeah, it should be all right. Strowman should win, shouldn't he?
Yeah, it should. D-Bry taking on Big Cass. I'm actually excited to see this.
Yeah, I hope Daniel Bryan wins.
He's got to, surely. Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe. I hope Joe crushes him.
Joe. Well, since he's been pushed to the SmackDown title picture, then yes, he should.
Joe's gonna kill you. Carmella versus Charlotte Flair. Got to be a heel win, surely, there. And championship cheating methods.
So you think, yeah.
Can't do a low blow, which is a shame. Maybe a steel chair shot or something. Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss.
Well, it's too early for it to lose, isn't it?
It is too early, but I wouldn't be surprised because Alexa is that popular.
What, Mickey James interferes or something?
You don't know. You do not know. I won't put it past. Jeff Hardy
versus...
Yeah, but
the problem with that is they've already done the chase, haven't they? So you can't just do it again. It's pointless.
Jeff Hardy versus Randall Keith Orton.
No point in Orton winning it, really. He doesn't need the title, does he?
No.
Not that you think Jeff does either, but I think in the grand scheme of things, Jeff's more expendable to lose to a lower-ranked wrestler than Orton, in their minds, and probably in our minds as well.
And then AJ Styles versus Shinsuke, which I think, now it's because, of course, it's a no-disqualification match, which is only the only match on the card that's got like a random stipulation.
Well, you know, still time is that. We didn't mention Seth and The Miz, which Seth will win.
Oh, sorry, apologies. Yeah, I didn't mention that. Then we've got AJ versus Shinsuke.
Well,
if they gave the title to Shinsuke, would you be happy on Monday?
Yeah. I think you have to do it at a point. It's like people said with Roman and Brock, it's gone past that point now, hasn't it, where... It's at the point here where, because it's no DQ, it easily sets up for Shinsuke to cheat and win the title.
Mm.
And then AJ to chase him until whenever. So yeah, that'd be fine. I'd be fine with that. Second ever Japanese WWE champion.
Behind Yokozuna?
No.
Not Yokozuna, sorry.
He's from Hawaii.
Yeah, apologies.
Behind Antonio Inoki.
That's it, apologies, sorry.
I think. I can't think of any others.
Well, get in touch if we're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's Backlash. Out of 10, how excited for you are you? If I can get my words out.
Probably about a 5 or 6, but I will watch it.
I'm a 6.
Or at least skim watch it.
I'm a 6 because it's another event. I feel like I've got my money's worth.
Well, we had WrestleMania, wasn't it? WrestleMania was good to a point.
Yeah.
And then it went a bit rubbish. But like Raw's been exciting the last couple of weeks and SmackDown because we had the shake-up, we had the week after WrestleMania when people debut, and this week we've had everything getting settled down. So it just seems a bit early, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially with the Greatest Royal Rumble in the middle of it. Kind of taken away from the build-up for this.
Yeah, I feel like I have had a lot of, like I say, I've got my money's worth from the network this month. Like, where I do most months.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel almost like I've got been treated extra because we had WWE, like the latest 24, which I've yet to watch, actually. Things like that. And the Greatest Royal Rumble has sort of thrown a spanner in the works for Backlash, where I probably would be a little bit more excited had that not been on.
Yeah.
But hey-ho. Right, that's about it, Rich.
Yeah, we'll look forward to whatever we talk... What we talk about on Monday, perhaps. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I need to remember to look at the camera more badge for game.
Well, whilst looking lovingly into the lens, we'll see you next week.